Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Troy.
This is him.
Hi, Troy. My name is CJ. I'm calling from Archtop.
Yes.
Hi. So I wanted to go over some information with you with regards to your appointment today. We do unfortunately have to reschedule just because of the fact that the driveway bore has not been completed yet. So I was
Okay.
wondering if you'd be available and able to reschedule for possibly, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday next week.
Yeah, let's do it. Monday, Tuesday, either day should
Okay.
work.
All right. And just so that you're aware, this call may also be recorded for training purposes and quality
Okay.
assurance. But I just wanted to make you aware of that. All right. So we're looking at Monday the 26th, if you're available. We do have an 8 a.m. available if you'd like to get it done earlier or if you'd like to get it done later.
I prefer later would be better.
Okay. So does 3 p.m. work?
That works.
Okay, great. So let's go ahead and get you scheduled for 3 p.m. on the 26th.
Okay, and question. So they get you said they have to come and I talked to the guy came this morning. Are they coming then on the 26th to do that, or will they be coming out a different day to do that
They'll probably be
in
coming on a
preparation?
different day in preparation to do that. The install appointment, which is the one where the tech will come into the home, that is where they will come into the home, set you up, have actual internet all set up, ready to go.
Okay, so that's what's we're scheduling for the 26th is when they come in the home.
Correct.
Okay.
All
Okay,
right.
gotcha. Makes
And
sense.
just to verify, can you also verify your service address? Just make sure I have this correct.
65 Red Maple Road.
Thank you. And the best phone number in the event that we need to get a hold of you.
The one you called me on, 845-750-8849.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Did you have any other questions for me? I feel like you just had a question.
No, that was well, do you know what kind of equipment they bring? Like what kind of modem or router or whatever it is?
Yes, so we do bring our own modem and router. The ONT, which is our modem, is typically, I believe it's by Adtran. So it's a pretty good modem. We do have our back-end systems that would be able to monitor as well for any outages. So if, for example, you go and your modem loses connection to the fiber, we'll know as well. So we do enjoy that. If we don't catch it right away, you can always call in, let us know, hey, just in case we missed it. But other than that, the router is really, really good. You can download the HomePass app. You'll find it'll say HomePass by Plume if it's on Apple. And you would be able to set up all the devices that you've already connected to the internet at that point and select which ones can be on a schedule if you wanted them to, especially like for example, for me it works because I have kids. So if I wanted to
Now,
disable internet for my son's tablet, for example, I can do so right from the HomePass app.
so question, I already have, like a mesh router system. Would I be able to still use mine with this system or?
So yes and no. So it really depends. If you are setting up the mesh wireless system directly to the modem, you should be able to use it. The only thing is that if there are any issues, we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot the router.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you do use our router, we do have a separate backend system that we can run speed tests on, reboot it if necessary. We can take a look and see if it's the device specifically that's having an issue versus the rest of them.
Oh my gosh. Sorry,
We can also.
you're cutting out really bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better?
Now I can hear you. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. So what I was also stating was the fact that we can determine if it's a specific device that's having an issue with connecting to the internet. If there are maybe it's a location issue, like there are maybe a room that might not be receiving good enough signal, then we can also determine that based on the devices that are connected.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm not too worried about, I actually do networking, so
Oh, okay, great.
I'm not, so I just wanted to make, I've never had fiber before, so I don't know how, I know the gist of how the system works, but I just wasn't sure Some providers require you to use their router, so that's what I wanted to.
Yeah, so we actually have two separate pieces of equipment. The router is on its own, and then the modem is its own entity as well. I know some other service providers include a modem router combo. Ours are two separate devices. So the fiber goes into the modem.
The modem router combo, and I hate it, and it causes so many issues. Okay.
I know. I completely understand, because my cable company was the same way. But as far as this goes, our fiber goes directly into the modem, and then the router gets connected via Ethernet from the modem.
Okay, perfect.
So, but yeah, so that way you can experiment if you want.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you answering that.
Oh, of course, anytime. And so you're all set for the 26th at 3 p.m. Did you have any other questions for me today?
That's it for now. Thank you so much.
All right. Perfect. Well, in that case, thank you so much for taking my call at our Chop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.